Our office is nearly empty on this Friday afternoon. Most of our coworkers are stuck in an important meeting, which the two of us were lucky not to have been invited to. We try to work diligently on our respective projects, eager to wrap up for the long weekend. I can't stop looking at the clock and counting down the hours until I can touch you once again. I'm completely distracted around you. And why wouldn't I be? Ever since we started dating, I haven't been able to keep my hands off of you. I want desperately to slip them around your hips as I pass by you on the way to the employee kitchen every day, or to push my tongue between your lips during the most boring of meetings. But unfortunately, I can't. Our coworkers have no idea that we've recently started seeing each other. And we really don't want them to find out. They have no clue how perfectly our bodies fit together, or how frequently we please each other all night long. And to keep them from finding out, we have to act like everything is normal between us. Like we're not just dying to tear each other's clothes off every moment of every day. Instead of writing my quarterly report or following up with clients, I'm thinking about you, naked, again. I'm thinking about you squirming and writhing beneath me in bed last night. I'm thinking about the sensitive little spot along your neck that makes you scream in delight when I press my lips up against it. God, I wish I can just touch you right now. I grab my phone and text you quickly from my desk. You're sitting adjacent to me, tucked away in your own cubicle. It looks like you're trying to work, but I would bet that you're just as distracted as I am. All afternoon, you've been sneaking glances my way, trying to get my attention. I peek around the edge of my cubicle and catch sight of you sticking the end of a pen between your luscious, red-stained lips. You suck on the tip of it, twirling your tongue around and around while staring at your computer screen. There's hardly anyone else around. Finally, we meet each other's gaze. I mouth silently at you to stop teasing me. I text you. I'm hard enough as it is. You smile back at me and drag your teeth across your bottom lip like the tease you are. I watch you closely as you strut towards my desk, your hips swinging side to side with every step you take. Today, you're wearing that very short leather skirt you know I love. And a form-fitting sweater that makes your breasts look delicious against the soft wool. Your hair is tied back into an impossibly tight bun at the nape of your neck. And your glasses are nestled cutely on the bridge of your nose. To my delight, you stop at my desk, hugging a thick file of papers to your abdomen. You ask me when the quarterly report will be ready.
It seems to be taking you a very long time to get this report done.
As you speak, you rest your crotch against the rounded corner of my timber desk.
Section 4 in particular is in very bad shape. I need that on my desk quite urgently.
Slowly, you begin stimulating your clit as you interact with me very seriously about the report.
When do you think you can deliver the parts that I need the most?
You close your eyes momentarily, and I swear I can hear the ghost of a moan leave your lips. You're caressing the file with your polished and manicured fingernails, waiting for me to reply. But I'm far too distracted to be able to form any kinds of words right now. I can't stop staring at you as you grind your pussy against my desk, looking so incredibly fucking hot while hardly doing anything at all. My cock is getting harder and harder beneath my pants. My heart is beating so fast. I can't even think of what to say back to you. And I have no idea how I'm going to make it until the end of the day. I mumble out awkwardly that I'll have it done as soon as possible. You thank me with that sticky, sweet, and husky voice of yours. And then you gracefully slip your pussy off the corner of my desk. As I watch you walk away, I can almost see the trail of your sexual aroma snaking behind in your wake. Oh, I can't help but watch your ass sway back and forth in that shiny leather skirt as you walk across the office to the photocopying machine. From where I'm seated in my cubicle, I have a perfect view as you scan some documents. And I know that you know that I can see you. You knee the machine impatiently, and your leather skirt slowly rides upwards and exposes the back of your thick thighs. Oh. It sounds like you're dealing with a paper jam. I smile to myself as I observe you tugging at your skirt, aware of its tiny length and not wanting to flash any of our coworkers. You look so fucking hot standing there. Oh, frustrated and annoyed by the ancient machine. Oh, I grab my phone and text you once again. How dare you masturbate against my desk, you naughty girl. Tonight, you will rub yourself up against some wood that isn't going to be as passive as a timber desk. My cock longs to be rubbing against your clit again. In between waiting for your documents to print and making eyes at me, you fish your phone from your back pocket and presumably check my message. I see that naughty smile rise on your lips once again while you type rapidly on your phone. My phone buzzes in my hand, and a surge of desire flies through me before I even had a chance to check your message. Your text very clearly and neatly describes just how wet you are right now, how horny you've been all day, and how desperate you are to feel me inside of you as soon as possible. My face flushes as I read your message. I quickly send you another text. Only 2 more hours left in the day before I can fuck you. My cock is probably going to burst before close of business. The meeting is over now, and our coworkers spill out of the conference room. I guess our little fantasy playtime has to end. I sneak a glance over at you and watch as you collect your documents from the copy machine before making your way to your desk. The rest of the workday passes by torturously slow. But finally, as the clock strikes 5, our coworkers shuffle out the door. You and I linger behind, feigning extra work. No more than 10 minutes have passed by when I hear the squeaking of your desk chair sliding across the floor. I glance up, and suddenly, you're right beside me, grinning hungrily and leaning in to kiss me. I grab the back of your head, digging my fingers into your hair as I accept your tongue slipping into my mouth. I kiss your jaw and make my way down to your earlobe. My free hand trails down your side and rests on the hem of that short skirt of yours. I ask if you want to go back to my place, but you tell me you don't think you can make it that long, You want me to fuck you. Right here.
Yes.
Right now. In my cubicle.
Yes.
It's a dangerous prospect, since we can't be certain if everyone has gone home for the day. But I'm too horny to make an informed decision right now. Fuck it. I have to have you. From where I sit, I grab your waist and gently stand you up. Then I bring my head into your body and wrap your arms around me. My face is nestled into your stomach. I feel the fabric of your dress on my skin. And your scent takes my mind back to all the various times we've made love before. But never in our office. We've never dared. There's too much at stake. Our careers? Our livelihoods? But the lust building inside me is too overpowering.
Yes.
I caress the inside of your thighs and hike your skirt up past your waist. My fingers graze against the lace of your panties. And finally, finally I feel your warm and throbbing labia against the fabric. Very sharply, I pull your panties down. And you gasp in equal parts of shock and arousal. Then I very, very gently slip my fingers inside of your warm, wet interior. With a feather-like touch, I caress your clit. Does it drive you crazy to have my fingers just barely flick past your most sensitive area?
Yes. Yes.
You like how much I tease you?
Yes.
How I drive you crazy with such slow touches?
Yes. Yes.
I spread your thighs with my knees so that I might better enter your pussy with my fingers. Oh, fuck. You are so incredibly wet. Your desire coats my fingers as I move deeper and deeper inside of you. I stroke the length of your inner muscles as you rise up in your chair and ride my hand. As you buck your hips up and down against my fingers, I take my other hand and undo the zipper to my trousers. I want you to see how hard I am for you. I want you to see how big and hungry my cock is as I stroke it gently up and down. Do you like this hard cock, baby?
Yes.
Do you like how you make it stand on end?
Yes.
You wish it was deep inside of you, penetrating you?
Oh, yeah.
I fondle my sensitive head and smear the tip with pre-cum, reminding you of what's to come.
Come in. Hi.
You asked to see me?
Yes. Please, close the door. Have a seat. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a little late in the day, but this is your biannual performance review.
Yeah. 6 months have gone by fast.
They have, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I go through the tabs open on my laptop. Where is it? Why didn't I find them sooner? I mean, I could have. But thinking of you is kind of distracting these days. It's not the first time you've caused my mind to wear off when I need to focus. There it is. I pull up the tab I've been searching for on my screen, scanning through the numbers and graphs on the spreadsheet. Okay, here we are.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You look so cute like this. A little nervous, expectant, and a light flush in your cheeks. You've always hated performance reviews. Not that you should. You always do incredible in them. You're always trying your best, so eager to please. You're smart and one of the most driven people I've worked with. Of all the people to move up the ladder, you've been one of the fastest. You've only been in my department for a year, and you made it the best performing in the whole company. Okay, so I'm looking through your figures, and I have nothing but good things to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your reports are always detailed and concise. You put in extra hours when needed. Customer feedback is at an all-time high. I have no complaints at all. You are a fantastic asset to the company. You adjust in your seat, and you flash me an easy, happy grin.
Well, thank you. That really means a lot.
I feel my stomach flutter. Focus. I clear my throat and straighten up, scrolling through the spreadsheet. Actually, the board has seen your work, and they're really impressed. I'm considering putting you up for a promotion.
Really? Oh, that's great, thank you.
I watch as you straighten out your shirt sleeve rolled up to your elbow. Ooh, why do you have to roll up your shirt sleeves? The amount of times I've been distracted while I'm trying to work, thinking about those forearms. Whew. I'm almost certain you're doing it on purpose. Oh, come on. You have to get this review done before the end of the week, and this is your only free slot in the day. Yeah, I have a meeting with the board on Friday, so you have some time to decide. We'll be on the same level, so we'll be running the department together. But there's something I'm still a little unsure of. You raise an eyebrow quizzically.
Okay, what's that?
Well, it has to do with your discipline. You give me a curious look and lean forward, resting your forearms on your thighs. You push your glasses back up to the bridge of your nose. I can see it in your eyes. You're wondering what I mean, but from the way I lean forward and put my hands on the desk, leaning forward so you catch a hint of cleavage, you catch on pretty quickly.
I'm listening.
I close my laptop and stand. Your eyes never leave mine as I walk around the desk, stopping between your legs. I lean back, resting my hands on the desk. You see, a lot will be expected of you in this new position. You need to prove yourself to the board, yes, but more importantly, to me. Your attention to detail is excellent, but I need to be absolutely certain that you can really go above and beyond. I see your face turning a little red, and you bite your bottom lip gently. Slowly, I lift up my pencil skirt, revealing black stockings and a garter belt.
Oh my God.
I reach around and unzip my skirt, letting it drop to my ankles before I kick it to the side. You know, I really enjoyed the last few weeks with you. I slide my jacket off my shoulders and you reach forward, trailing your hands up my thighs.
Me too.
You know how hard it is for me, trying to work, trying to keep this place running smoothly. And all I can think of is you. When all I want to do is drag into the nearest empty conference room and fuck you.
Oh, did they finally leave? Finally. I thought I was going to have to throw out that last table. Did they seriously not notice all of the chairs stacked on the tables around them? Or that we turned off the music?
And that most of the staff has gone home? God, it's been a long night. Still so much to do. I need to prep that risotto for the special tomorrow. I wonder if those truffles got delivered.
Are they finally gone?
At least I've got you here with me. Yeah, they're gone. I'll never understand how people can be so oblivious. My irritation starts to fade. I'm sure you're as exhausted as I am. But as always, you've always got a snarky comment or a knowing smile for me. I look over my shoulder at you, and your hair has started to escape from the neat bun at the back of your head. I've a sudden urge to sweep it behind your ear. But that would make things complicated. You and I, we've always had this thing between us. I like to press your buttons, do things to get a response out of you. You act like you're annoyed, but then you do it right back to me. And on it goes. We work well together because we understand each other. Because we can be brutally honest with one another. I can't help but think we'd make a good couple. I push up my shirt sleeves and start on the dishes. But I swear I can feel your eyes on me as I'm hunched over the sink. It's been 3 months since you started working here. Rick, the head chef, introduced you mid-shift and basically threw you to the wolves. But you rolled up your sleeves with a determined glint in your eyes and I've always just admired that about you. You never shy away from hard work.
You have any plans for this weekend?
No, not really. Working two more doubles, actually.
Damn, take it easy. You're gonna make the rest of us look bad.
Not possible. Your work ethic is god tier, and everyone knows it. If anyone is going to make the rest of us look bad, it's you. You lean up against the counter, just a couple of inches away from me. I get a whiff of your perfume, and damn, it smells good. I'm suddenly incredibly aware of how close we are. I glance up just for a second to antagonize you about not helping me with these dishes, but I'm distracted by the scent and your closeness. You freed your hair from the bun, and it hangs loosely over your shoulders, and you've undone the top two buttons of your black shirt. Hey, these dishes are going to take me a while. Why don't you head home? I'll take care of the risotto prep.
No, I can't leave you with all that. Don't worry, I've got nothing going on tonight.
You sure?
Definitely. You're just going to have to deal with me a little while longer.
You smile triumphantly and start to drift away from me. All right, if you say so. Suddenly you stop and lay your hand on my forearm.
Hey, how did I not know you had tattoos?
Your fingertips wrap gently around my arm as you turn my wrist over. Oh, my skin tingles everywhere you touch. Yeah, though those two are pretty old, actually. I got a newer one on my back from my buddy last year.
Nice. You'll have to show me sometime.
I like moments like this, when it's just the two of us together in the kitchen. It's rare since there's always something to do, but moments like this are when I learn more about you, when we can both let our guard down, even if just for a minute. I have to admit, you're hard to read, but every day I try to uncover something new about you. You're a fascinating puzzle to me. So how come you don't have plans tonight?
Well, you know, I deal with people all day here, so the last thing I want to do after work is see more people.
I wonder if you're dating anyone. I feel like you would have mentioned if there was someone. But I guess I never heard you talk about anyone in particular. Okay, time to stop that train of thought. Mixing work and pleasure? Never a good idea. But you? I think you're worth the risk. You've pulled a stool up to the counter, and your skirt is hiked up a little. I catch sight of a strip of your thigh and try to think about something, anything else.
How come you're always here so late, Every time I get off a shift, I feel like you're just getting started with some wild kitchen experiment.
Well, you know, cooking is... it's everything to me. Plus, it's not like I've got anyone to go home to or anything. So, I'm free to conduct my experiments whenever I want. You're giving me this look. This crooked, curious little smile. Like you can't quite figure me out. But you want to. Like you might suspect the way I feel about you. Oh, fuck it. Hey, since we both tend to spend our Fridays embarrassingly alone, maybe, you know, we could go out sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to.
You would?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Okay, great.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah?
I've always wanted to do this.
Oh, I reach for your waist and draw our bodies closer together. My hands meet your hips, and I turn us around with your back against the counter. I feel like I've just gotten the wind knocked out of me. Your kiss is suddenly very hard. Oh, needy. Oh, you wrap your hands around my neck and pull me forward.
Everyone's gone home, right?
Yeah. Oh, you shudder as my fingers glide down your hip, inching along your thigh. Oh, fuck. Oh, the sounds you're making. Oh, those breathy little moans. Oh, fuck, they're making me hard. Oh, my free hand twists around the fabric of your shirt. I shift my mouth from your lips to your neck as your fingernails find my bare back beneath my shirt. Oh, yeah. Can I take this off?
Yes, God, please.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.